St. Bruno, pray for us. Please be seated. Our saint of today, St. Bruno, was the founder of the Carthusian order of monks. And at first he wasn't a monk at all. He was a priest teacher, really, in his own country in France. And for 18 years, he taught very, very smart, intelligent men, until one day he was given a very high position in the church. He had to take it. It was a high position in a diocese in France. But St. Bruno never liked receiving dignities and honors, high positions. He never liked it. He was too humble to want any of that. And the more and more he went on in life, he wanted only one thing, and that was to be with our Lord, to be able to speak with him, and to enjoy silence. Silence and solitude and prayer, just to be alone with our Lord. And eventually he came across another very great saint, St. Hugh of Lincoln. Remember him? He's the one that has a story about the swan that followed him everywhere and protected him. Well, when St. Bruno got this idea that he would form a group of monks and go out somewhere into the desert and live a life of prayer and of penance, he met a certain monk that referred him to St. Hugh. He said, St. Hugh will know exactly what to do here. Well, the interesting thing is that St. Hugh had just had a vision in his sleep the night before, a vision given from God. And he saw in his vision that God was building a beautiful church in the desert, somewhere in his own diocese, and that seven stars rose up out of the ground and were forming a circle, and they led St. Hugh out into the desert where the church was. And so when he saw these seven men, St. Bruno and six of his companions, coming to visit him, he wasn't surprised. He had seen it in a vision. And so now he was very happy, and now he realized their purpose. They had come to found a monastery, and so he gave them a little piece of desert land in a place called Chartreuse, and that's where they started their religious order. And as I said, it was the Carthusian order. And this was a very strict order of monks. They built their own church on a very high hill, and they had their cells. Two people would live in each cell, and they would never talk. They had perpetual silence. The only time that they came together was for prayer, for matins and vespers, and they only ate once a day except on feast days, and then they always ate alone too in their cell, except again on feast days. Then they would all go into the lunchroom, the refectory. And as I said, they never spoke, and the reason was so that they could more easily speak to God. If we're always talking to one another, well, we're never going to have time to talk to God. So that was the purpose of his religious order. And after prayer, they went back to work, and their main task was to copy books so that people in the future could have these wonderful books. Well, after 6 years of living this sort of a life, the Pope, who was Urban II, I believe, at that time, he asked a very great sacrifice from St. Bruno. He said, I want you to leave your monastery and come here to Rome because I need an advisor, someone to give me advice and to help me in very important matters. And so, out of obedience, he made that sacrifice. He left and went to Rome. And they say that he made Rome his little desert, just as if it was Chartreuse. He tried to keep silence as much as he could, and it was hard with all of the busy streets, but he managed to keep a good prayer life until eventually the Pope allowed him to go back to living the life of a monk. But St. Bruno, he was known to be always a very cheerful man and very active, always busy doing something. And he didn't want to see any of his other monks sad. In fact, one of the things he said was that if you are inclined to sadness, then this life in this monastery is not for you, not in the least. We need cheerful souls and hard-working souls. And so he was always cheerful and very active. And I think a good lesson for you children to end this sermon is what St. Bruno used to say, "Try, and you will see how sweet and rewarding it is to serve God with all the love of your heart." It's always a sweet reward that God gives. But today, another thing that you can do, think of St. Bruno, that penitential life that he lived in the monastery, eating just once a day, never talking, never eating with anyone else except on feast days, and again, always being silent, except when he was praying to God. And that's a great penance. But he did it all cheerfully, because it was a special vocation for him that not all of us could do. So let me ask you to do one thing. Today is First Thursday, and that is the day on which we pray for priests. Why don't each one of you today, teachers, younger children, older students, all of you do say at least one prayer and at least make one sacrifice for your priests. We all need it. We priests even, sometimes we even commit sins. So someone has to help us to make reparation too, so that we can get to heaven. And that is your job. That's where you come in. Just as a priest helped to make reparation for you, you can help make reparation for your priests. And that way we all help one another to get to heaven. And then, think of it, one day all of us will be able to, hopefully, to see the good Saint Bruno in heaven worshiping his God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.